If it's summer in New York, you can bet the public courts will be packed. There's pickup basketball, soccer, handball, even cricket. But if you're in Chinatown, look twice at those guys playing volleyball. It's actually something called nine man. Bruce Wallace has our story.
A whistle, a serve. The ball rockets across the asphalt court. It's volleyed, set up, and a player leaps to slam it back over the net. It's met by a wall of six airborne players. One of them shoots the ball back across the net and scores. 1 point for the serving side. It was my first time seeing a game of nine-man. It's like volleyball, but teams have, you guessed it, nine players per side. Volleyball typically has six. That means more hands at the net, longer volleys, and some really intense points. It was the perfect weekend to check out the sport. A tournament was on, ahead of a national championship over Labor Day weekend. And it was happening in Manhattan's Chinatown, the kind of place where nine-man first took hold in the U.S. It was during the 1930s, when U.S. federal law restricted Chinese immigration. Families were separated, and men left alone in the U.S. bonded over the sport.
And so during that exclusionary period, it was essentially an isolated bachelor society in America, in the Chinatowns across the U.S.
Tom Fong has been playing nine-man in Washington, D.C. for three decades.
And so cooks, laundry workers would find creative ways to entertain themselves within their insular communities. And so they remembered the game that they played back in Toisan, China.
It's unclear how this style of volleyball originally got to the city of Toisan in southern China. Some say it was introduced by missionaries. Others think it was brought back by Chinese immigrants returning from the West. However it happened, it then started popping up in Chinatowns in the U.S. And there's one position in the sport that's for sure my favorite. It's called suicide.
Suicide is the person that picks up all the hooks, the really fast ones, so it's all coming to your face, so it's kind of dangerous, I guess.
Binny Wong is 21 years old and moved to New York 7 years ago from Toisan. His dad played nine-man there. And the more we talked about nine-man, the more I thought about playing myself. But I can't play, at least not officially. I'm not Asian. Current competition rules require that two-thirds of the players on the court must be 100% Chinese, and the rest of the players must be of Asian descent. Some say these rules are discriminatory, but Danny Moy disagrees. He organized the tournament in New York and says it's about maintaining the game's history and about how Chinese immigrants here once fought being marginalized.
It's part of traditions, right? And I think, for me, I'm old school, so I like to keep traditions, and It's important. If we don't do it, then it's going to die out.
Dying out isn't likely. Player Tom Fong says the number of teams competing in the National Labor Day Tournament has doubled in the 30 years he's been involved in the sport. And he says the level of play is getting way better.
Now, you see these guys that are 6'2", 6'5", former college players, former pro beach players who play the sport, right alongside grandkids of those original founders of this game in the U.S.
In the national tournament that D.C. hosted last year was a far cry from the early days, when restaurant workers put up nets across Chinatown back alleys.
We held it on the streets of Washington, D.C., not just any street, Pennsylvania Avenue. And so we shut down Pennsylvania Avenue for a glorious couple of days, and right there are the shadows of the U.S. Capitol, the Washington Monument, the White House. It was kind of a statement. We've come a long way since the exclusionary period.
In recent years, a nine-man team from Toronto has dominated the scene. Crowds packed the court in New York when they came down to face another Canadian team last Sunday. I, rather unprofessionally, found myself taking sides, rooting for the underdog. I did manage to keep myself from dropping a bet with some of the old-timers hanging out along the fence. The underdogs ended up winning, though. It would have been a good bet. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.